David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Support comes from Stewart Peterson. Since 1985, Stewart Peterson has offered strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. The firm develops dynamic strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. Information is available at stewart-peterson.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in with an update of what's been happening in the trade at the CME Group in Chicago. And we'll start with the weather forecast. Cloudy skies, 73 degrees today. West, northwest winds at 7 to 9 in the Urbana-Champaign area. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 59. And then tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers. Some thunderstorms, those after 1. Partly sunny, a high of 80 degrees, light and variable winds. Out of the east-southeast at 6 miles an hour. And on a Friday evening, a 40% chance of rainfall. Mostly cloudy and a low of 64. In Chicago at this hour, futures are trading higher in the corn pit. July contract up 3 and a quarter at $4.19 and a half. December at $4.36 and three quarters, 2.5 cents higher. Soybeans are trading 30 higher at $10.36 and a quarter in the July. November at $10.12 and a quarter, up 24. And next year's January at $10.18, up 23 and a half. Bean meal $10.40 higher. Bean oil up 57 cents. Soft red winter wheat gaining 4 and a quarter today, and the July harvest at $5.76 and a half, and the hard red at $5.71 is up 2 and three quarters. The September there is down 2 and three quarters at $5.80 and a quarter. Live cattle futures are 35 cents higher. That's actually the feeders at $213.95 in the August. The live cattle August at $149.72 and a half, up 70 cents for the day. And the lean hogs at $79.62 and a half cents are 12 and a half cents higher at this hour. On the phone line to take up these numbers, what USDA may release tomorrow at 11 o'clock in its WASDE figures is Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, yesterday was kind of a rough day. If it would have been a Friday, I would have called that a triple witching hour because of all the technical problems they had in the marketplace. And the futures were lower as well, but they've turned around and begun to gain again, this despite the fact that there's a WASDE out tomorrow and the economy across the globe, in China at least, doesn't look all that great. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot of moving parts, but I think the main focus is still excessive rainfall, moisture conditions, primarily in probably the eastern half of our listening audience here of WLL, and my heart goes out for the guys that are that do have sorry-looking crops, but that seems to be the focus here, is along the Illinois-Indiana border. A lot of counties are pretty well drowned out, and another dose of good rain overnight, and then Missouri's getting rain. So that is what's got the soybeans perked up here, you know, 25 cents or so here this morning after we had a little reversal to the upside yesterday, kind of put the brakes on that early week decline. I think for the most part, as far as the WASDE numbers go, the trade is looking for some downward adjustments in old crop ending stocks. I'm not too sure how much of a yield reduction they're looking for USDA to take on new crop based upon crop rating levels, but I do think the trade does feel that there's some downward adjustment there. And then, of course, they'll use the March acreage or the June 1st acreage numbers. So the balance sheets as a group look to tighten both in old and new crop. And any time you tighten supplies, the market has to respond to it. So I think some of this strength is anticipation that we will see some supply tightening in the marketplace. The China situation... That's a mixed bag. I mean, China owns a lot of U.S. bonds. They have been financing our deficit spending for several years. If at some point in time China, if their economy gets so rough that they would actually need that cash, that would probably pop the bond bubble. And then as they convert dollars to wons, that could maybe send the dollar sharply lower. So that could create some volatility here in the commodity complex. So it does look like we're going to be in some turbulent times anyway, at least in the short run. The Greece situation, I don't profess to know what's going to happen there. They keep postponing deadlines, but probably at some point in time, you know, something's going to have to give with the Greece situation too.
All right. So overnight in my home in Mahomet in the last 36 hours, 3.1 inches. I know Ford County is still under in that Gibson City area in north, and Watsika, I assume, is in this area, that part of the country you just talked about, still under a flash flood warning this morning, that through the noon hour. So there has been a lot of rainfall on crops that have not done well. Soils are saturated. And now those crops are either in or just about to begin the process of pollination for corn. I haven't gone out to take a look at the beans. I suspect that the cool weather hasn't really been very good for them this week, too, to pop. And last week they had a little better week. So is this area really big enough, you think, to make that much of a difference?
I think when you take into account Missouri with the loss of acres, and you know, the only time that I, you know, for those of us that were around in 93, we do know what happened to overall yields with excessive moisture. Whether or not that's repeated or not, who knows? Every year is a little different. It all depends upon temperatures and timings and of course, hybrid varieties and everything. But, you know, I think that is what's got the trade uncertain as far as what is the actual yields out there. Have we reached a point in many areas that we've had too much rain? I know the young bucks, and there's a lot of young bucks in this market that weren't around in 93, and they've been taught rain makes grain. Well, they may be going to be learned. They're going to be taught a lesson that rain doesn't necessarily make grain. And I guess, so for us old wise guys that are about ready to fall off the cliff, maybe they got something to, maybe they can learn something from us older guys here.
All right.
But, but it does, I think, you know, the market's probably been stirred up enough that it's going to want to see some kind of verification of an actual yield sample, acres and all that, and that may not come until the August crop report.
All right. Anything on the tech side very quickly, and we'll take it up in detail this afternoon.
Well, if we start busting above last week's highs, the gates really begin to open for some pretty nice moves to the upside. Let's put it that way. And we'll talk about those upside objectives maybe this afternoon.
Great. Thank you so much.
Very well.
That is Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on the mid-morning market report here at willag.org. This is the way the numbers are now trading in Chicago. Corn futures are up 2.5 cents in the July, December 2.25 higher. Soybeans 25.5 higher in the lead option July, November up 22.5. Wheat futures are half higher in both the hard red and the soft red. Livestock futures at this hour are trading the cattle up 72.5, the feeders 22.5 higher, the lean hogs up 12.5 cents. The energy markets show crude oil up 99 cents a barrel at $52.64. Ethanol just about 0.3 cents higher to $1.62.8. The price of gasoline on its last trade at $2.02 was up 2.4 cents, and diesel fuel was up 2.5 cents at $1.74 even. Natural gas, by the way, this morning at $2.66 down 2 3/10. The Dow Jones Industrial Average for the day, 17,587. It's up 145 points. The dollar at 96.675 is 0.203 stronger for the morning. And gold futures at $1,162.25 are down $1.25. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. On our way to a high of 73 degrees today, and then tonight we'll have mostly cloudy skies, drop down to 59 on a west-northwest wind with a 20% chance of rainfall as we head into the morning hours tomorrow. And through about 1 o'clock, partly sunny skies, a high of 80 tomorrow, and then a 40% chance of rainfall tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy and a low of 64 degrees. On Saturday, more rainfall, mostly cloudy and 70. Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, and 87 degrees. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Visit us online at willag.org.